We're learning Maseches Nida Davav Amud Beis, and we're starting from the bottom of Amud Davav Amud Aleph, the bottom of Amud, two lines from the bottom. We're learning Rav Huna said that the only time a Isha Nida is Vatame Ma'is Leis, when she finds the Dam now, we say last 24 hours, everything is Tame, it's only Gabi Kachim, but not Legabi Chuma and Kavachim, and not Legabi Chula Nida. So Toshima, we try to ask a Kasha Rav Huna, Toshima, Maisa Va'osa Rebbe Kirab Eliezer. There was a story that Rebbe did a ma'aseh like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is, any time an isha passes 90 days, three oinos, she passes 90 days without seeing dam, then the halach is, that if she's dam now, daya shaita. We're not matamim eis leis anymore. We said in the Mishnah certain times that even Hillel agrees that's daya shaita. It means only starts from kan la'ba. For example, isha is mesulekes, the older isha, right? There are different cases. We had a yesh levest. So the halacha is, Rebbe says, if she went 9 days without seeing, even if she's a regular 40-year-old, a 30-year-old, she went 90 days without seeing, she's daya shaita. Only start with neman shesikol misalekas, a little bit of a misalekas, like she goes from a kind of level, daya shaita. And Rebbe did a story like Rabbi Yezza. La'achashaniska, after he realized what he did, we'll see in a second what that means. La'achashaniska, Omar, I'm still going to stick with my psak. Kedai hu Rabbi Yezza, lismoich alav v'shasadchak. Rabbi Eliezer's kedai to rely on Mishas Adchak. Rashi says the case was here that I was hunger years and they didn't want to be mafsid the tyrus. They don't want to be mafsid the tyrus. And Vavina ba, let's just have to explain the braisa first. Vavina ba, Maila Achashaniska. What was Milachashaniska? What did he realize? Achashaniska what? Ilem Lachashaniska de inaloch Rabbi Eliezer. If it was after he realized they made a mistake by passing Rabbi Eliezer, who holds 90 days, makes you die shy, that was a mistake that. Because the halacha really is not like Rabbi Eliezer, elik rabbanon. Then mishas atchak heichalavikav say. Then what do you do mishas atchak? L'maisa the halacha is not like the Rabbi Eliezer. You can't mishas atchak no kedai if that's not the halacha. Not the halacha. Ella, the case was lo it mehilchus olay kamar olay kamar. The halacha wasn't like either man diyama. He didn't know there was no klara psak like Rabbi Eliezer or like rabbanon. V'kivin sheniska the lav yachid. But then he realized that it wasn't a Yachid Argon of the Yazza, it was the Rabbanon. And we know, El Rabbim Pligala. And usually you go bust to the Rabbim. So then he said, Oma Kedai Rabbi Yazza's Makhlav Shasad Chak. It's not a clear halacha, we should go like the Rabbanon, but Kedai Rabbi Yazza's Makhlav Shasad Chak. Adkan Psha and the Braisa. So the Braisa said that Rebbe wanted to pass the Rabbi Yazza by Tyrus. And the Maisa, you know, it was a mistake a little bit, but the Maisa Shasad Chak was Samech on it. So that means the Fidu Rabbanon, the stuff she touched last 24 hours is Tameh. Now, Fidu Rabbanon, what is that? Fidu Rabbanon, what is that? Fidu Rabbanon. They gotta be Kachim, right? Because that's the only thing that goes with Tameh, they say. So, what was the case by Rabbi? It has to be Kachim, right? So, Yaram Visham Le Truma, Hainu Davaya Truma Me Rabbi. Rabbi was after Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Truma, of course, was Nayik. So, you have Truma. So, if it was Truma, it's good. Eli Armas Le Kaidesh, if you say it was by Kachim, Kaddish Me Rabbi Mihava. How could it be kachim in the days of Rebbe? Rashi says, "Kama shonim hayachah churban m'seif atanoyim." Rebbe was years after the churban, so he was end of the tanoyim. So how can you say that this whole nidrim that came from a Rebbe? What do you mean? There's no kaddish me Rebbe. Zok to Gemara, have a tarts. We have a ula somewhere. Could ula? Dom ula chavereya medachem beglila in Galil. The chaverim, which means hachavir, like you know, the yekis have hachavir, means the choshva people in Galil. So them, they used to be metar their yayin and their shemen, used to keep their yayin and shemen like the level of kachim. And Rashi learns the reason is because they were hoping that the Beis Mikdash would be built any day, and they wanted to use their yayin and shemen for nesachim, for menachas. So they used to keep their yayin and shemen in the level of kachim. And that was a story also. That was a story also. Hachinai may Rebbe, the case of Rebbe was, there was the people who kept the level of kachim. They kept their stuff the level of kachim. And there, that is where the shaila was. That was the shaila was. So that's the Mordechai is asking, that's shasat chak, I'm saying, it's the Mishnah B'Saris, and I had the kasha. The Aruchneh has the kasha. The svarim, the colored svarim, don't bring that to teretz, must be not easy teretz, but it's a good kasha, it's a very good kasha. L'chayra, b'shasat chak, l'chayra, is that called shasat, what's shasat chak? It could be they did all their stuff like that. All the food was made into that level, Once they mekabel that, so it could be then couldn't eat it, but it's a good kasha. It has to be, that was also shasat chak in that case. Balka ponim. Yeah, no food for these people. These people. They kept all stuff kosher. No, because it's going to be tamei. So his question was that they were just saving it for yayin and shem for base of mikdash. So it could be they could have eaten it as chulin betumah. It's a good kasha. But like upon him, the question of Rav Huna was that lechera here has to be one chuma. And he says, no, to my kachim, I know kachim may Rebbe. Teretz is it was yayin and shem, and they were putting aside for the base of mikdash. Let's go by the more kashas on Rav Huna. Toshima. There was a story with the shifcha of Rav Gamliel. She was baking, you know, rolls, bread of chuma. Between every challah, you know, between every roll, she washed her hands with water, take off the dough. She made a bedika to make sure she's not tame. She's working with chuma. After the last challah, but gatzma and tameya. What's tameya? She found herself tame. Ubaas v'shala, as Rav Gamliel, he went to ask Rav Gamliel, what's halacha all my chalas that I did? Ba'am Allah kum tamei, it's all tamei. Amr Allah. So she said to Rav Gamliel, Rebbe, v'aloi b'dika ho yisli ben kol achas v'achas. I made a b'dika between every single one. How can you say they're all tamei? Amr Allah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And Chappi made a b'dika. Amr Allah, imkein, he tamei, the last one is tamei, v'kula and tairis. So really, her shayla really was, basically, by truma do we say, l'mafreya, that's tamei? And he said, yes. The last one is tamei, because you know you have bdika afterwards, and that was tamei. So what do you see? Ktani miyas kikaris shal truma. So first of brisa, not like Rav Huna, it says kikaris shal truma are tamei l'mafreya. Zokta Gemara, no truma doesn't mean here regular truma. My truma, truma slach me toyda. Rav Gamliel was in the time of Beis Hamikdash. It could be, and the trumas lach me toida. I was talking about they had a toida. The lach is when someone has something to thank Hashem, he brings a carbon, a toida, similar to Ashlamim, and with it he brings 40 chalas. Out of the 40 chalas, you take 4 chalas and give it to the kohen. And that's called trumas lach me toida. So what they were baking here was the truma. You know what type of truma? Trumas lach me toida, which is kachim. My truma, trumas lach me toida. Freak the Gemara, trumas lach me toida by fear my abayi. Why is she baking it? It's baked before you get the truma. The loch is, the way you do it really is, you make the 40 chalas, and after it's baked, you take 4 chalas and give it to the kohen. What you're doing baking the truma's challah, that was already taken off already, after it's baked. So the Gemara, dafra shouldn't believe Shayu. The case here was, they will mafresh it before they baked it. And where do you find such a precedent that they, it's just a thing that you mafresh it before you bake it? Yechidom rav tuvi ba rav ktina. Lach mi toida. There's another memra of Tuvi Rav Ktina that said, Lach me toida she'ofan dal chalas yotza. He said, so this is a different halacha, which is showing that it's possible to mafresh belisha. Because there was a memra of Rav Tuvi that he said that the halacha is, if you made 4 lach me toida total, not 40, 4. Lach me toida she'ofan dal chalas yotza. You made 4 chalas yotza. There's four different meaning. You make 10 chalas of each. Instead of making 10 chalas of each, there's 4 minim is 1 chametz, and 1 matzah, and 3 chametz. So instead of making 40 chalas, he makes only 4 chalas. Rav Tuvi says, Allah, yotza, va'avinim arba'am, you need 40. So not the Gemara on the mitzvah. It's that din of 40 is only the mitzvah, it's not ma'akin. And the Gemara had another kasha on Rav Tuvi, va'avinim afrushay chuma minayu. If you have 4, how do you mafresh chuma? You cut off a piece? You take off, you know, a piece of every one of those 4 chalas. It says, "Nayala, do that." It says, "Echad amar rachmana." The pasuk says, "Vehikri menu echad mekal carbon." You have to give 1 the total to the kohen. Here, it's a piece. Amar rachmana. So yita prusa. V'amrina. We answer Rav Tuvi. That what's the case? Davar shina belisha. You took off while you made the dough already. You took off a piece and set it aside for the kohen, and the rest of the stuff that belonged to the Bailim, that's you made into 4 chalas. So you find the idea of being mafresh before you bake. Hachinami, here also, the case of the Maisa of Shivcha Sharav and Gamil, that we had a kasha. What was the case? What was the case of Chuma? Tumah Chuma Slach Meitaida. Why is he baking it? Dafreshinu Belisha. Hachinami, Dafreshinu Belishayu. They were mafresh it before they baked it, and that's the case. Toshima, not a Maisa of Rebbe. And it seems like a very similar ma'isa. Toshima, shuv ma'isa b'shiv choshev argamil. She said, "Gapa chavias shoyoyin." She was sealing barrels of wine, you know, getting the wine ready, the Baron Herzog wine ready. Ubein kol echas ve'echas, and between every job she was closing a bottle of wine, v'dichu yedea b'mayim, she washed her hands with water, take off the cement, u'beidekes, and she made a b'dika. U'bachroina, on the last barrel, batko mosa t'meis, she found herself tamei. U'bas v'shala ragamil, she asked me, what should I do? V'amallah kulam t'meis, all the barrels are tamei. Amralai, so she said to him, to Ragamil, v'l'abdika, I still be in a kol echas ve'echas, I made a b'dika between each one. They shouldn't all be tamei. Amallah, imkain, you're right, he tamei, only the last barrel is tamei. V'kulam t'meis, all the barrels are tar. So now it's the exact same story before. Just before it said, Oifik kikarish of truma, you know, rolls of truma, bread of truma, and here it says, yayin. See, here is bishlam achad the kaidish chad the truma. If you say one case, one story was with kaidish, one story is with truma, he hainu the hadr of shayla, so he asked the kasha. Shayla, the first shayla was by kachim, okay, they matamet. The next shayla was by truma, she wasn't sure, it was a tamet. It makes sense, and then it's right halak rafuna. But Eli Amris, either the Kaidish, they're both talking about Kaidish. We're going to say they're talking about Yayin of a Nesachim. So then it's Shver. We need two stories. Why does she have to ask the Shivcha? Didn't remember? She didn't remember anymore. Hainu Had Vashayla. Amris, either we ate the Kaidish. Lomola, Lomhead Vashayla. Why does she ask again? Zakhti Gemara, Maisa Shahoya, Vishdei Shvachas. It was two different Shvachas. It wasn't the same one. So don't bring me a Raya from that. It was two different Shvachas. That's the way out. We'll do Lishna Achwina and Rav Huna now. Lishna Achwina. Lishna Achwina. Amri La, Amri Rav Huna. Me'eis Lei Shevanida Metamis Bein LaKodesh Bein LaChuma. The Lishna Achwina says that Rav Huna says different than before. The Me'eis Lei that we said is Metamanida is Sai by Kodesh and Sai by Chuma. And he brings a Raya, a goof from the place we had a Kasha before. Mimai. Since in Masechtas Chagiga, when it says the Milas of Kodesh over Chuma, it doesn't mention Nida L'Mafreya. It must be that both Chuma and Kodesh are exactly the same as Matam L'Mafreya. Only Rav Nachman said, I have a Braisa. We didn't see this Braisa yet. But now Rav Nachman is a Braisa. It's a V'atoni Tana L'Kodesh L'Ova Chuma. It's a Braisa that says that's only for Kodesh, not for Chuma that goes to L'Mafreya. So Gemara answers, Kiblo V'nei Rav Shmuel V'Rav Yitzchak, Bechulin shenasu al taharis hakodesh, veloy bechulin shenasu al taharis hachuma. And that means like this. Of course, Rav Huna will say, real kachim, real truma, are matame l'mafraya. Ananida. But there's another thing. There's something called chulin nasu hakodesh, chulin nasu hachuma. A lot of times, kahanim had a minig in the house that everything they ate had to be like the level of kodesh. Kodesh at certain levels. The halacha is, kodesh becomes tummy from a shlishi, becomes possible from a shlishi. Chulin doesn't become possible from a shlishi l'tama. So some kahanim had a meeting in the house. We treated everything like kodesh or chuma. It's called chulin nasa ataris hakodesh or chulin nasa ataris hachuma. So Rav Huna says that a need is only matam l'afreya chulin nasa ataris hakodesh. But chulin nasa ataris hachuma, that will not be tamil l'afreya. So that means chuma, real chuma, v'adis matam l'afreya. But chulin shenasu ataris hachuma, that will not be kodesh l'afreya. Because kodesh is different dinim and chuma. For example, kodesh becomes tummy from a shlishi, chuma only becomes kodesh possible from a sheni. So chuma and kodesh are different. They're different levels of kedusha. So that's adkan. That's the two Rav Hunas. Adkan the Gemara. Make a skala on the next Gemara. Tanan hasam. Noyed la. It's a new Gemara, and it comes a little bit negaya. Taris a kodesh, taris a chuma. At the end, tanan hasam. This is a mishnah mesechtas chala. The lach is chala is only chayiv after you make the dough. Once you make the dough, it becomes chayiv and chala. So here, you had this wheat that was noyla sofik tuma even before you made the dough. So then tasa betuma, you could continue doing it even though now she's a vaday tuma. She could continue making the chala because already has a sofik tuma on it. But mishal gilgala, but after you already made the dough and it became chayiv v'chala, that's when the suffix happened, taisa v'taira. Then you can't already do a betumah because maybe it's not tameh and you're taking chala and making it tameh because once it's gilgal, so already is the level of chayiv chala. The Gemara explains. Actually, gilgal taisa v'tumah, why? Because chulin, that's for sure chulin. So I'm allowed to do a betumah because I'm not doing anything wrong by making it more tameh. Umut ligram tumah l'chulin shaveret yisrael. Even chulin eretz yisrael is mutter to make it more tame, but mishal gilgala tasa v'taira. Why chulin hatvulin lechalik chaladami? Chulin that that became tevel for challah, means it became chai v'challah, it's like there's challah in it. And after you make the dough, it became chai v'challah. So it's like challah in it, you're not going to make a tameh. Va'osu ligroim tumah l'challah. And you're not going to cause tumah for challah. And that's why you should continue doing it b'tahira, not b'tumah.